Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Decoding Westworld, a podcast about the HBO original series Westworld. I'm David Chen.
I'm Joanna Robinson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Now, Joanna Robinson, we've gotten a lot of questions in recent days. Are you going to be continuing Decoding Westworld? And we wanted to record a little bonus episode to explain what's going on. The answer to the question of is Decoding Westworld continuing is yes, with a massive asterisk next to it. Massive asterisk. You see, Joanna Robinson has been at the Ringer Network over the course of the last year, making a lot of great work over there. And Joanna, you are currently doing a Westworld podcast over at the Ringer, right? Where can people find that?
Yeah, there's something called the Prestige TV podcast feed, which is not a Spotify exclusive. A lot of people think it is. It's not. It just can be hard to find on some other platforms because of some, I don't know, inner podcast hijinks I don't know about. But it is possible to find the Prestige TV podcast feed on any platform that you prefer to listen to your podcast on. But that is a great feed that we cover a lot of different shows on. But for the next 8 weeks, we will be doing weekly episodes on Westworld on Mondays. I'll be teaming up with David Shoemaker and Danny Heifetz, who did the Recapables Westworld podcast for The Ringer the last couple seasons. And the three of us combined will be covering Westworld. We did a little primer episode. I did a full rewatch of Dave Chen, if you can believe.
Wow. In what period of time did you do that?
Dedication to the cause. It was like over 3 weeks, I think. But yeah, so you can find that over the Prestige TV podcast feed. There's currently a preview up right now. But what it does mean, alas, is that David Chen and I will not be able to record Decoding Westworld together. You know, this is just a function of me having a new job. And so I will be recording with those lovely fellows over there. But of course, I will always miss talking to David Chen about Westworld. But if you, dear listener, enjoy listening to David Chen talk about Westworld, what good news do we have for them,
Dave? Yes, for both of you, there is a special bonus, which is that Decoding Westworld is going to be continuing. Now, Joanna Robinson is irreplaceable, and our lack of TV podcast has left a deep void in my life, the depths of which basically nothing can fill, no matter how much I throw into it. But I have found someone willing to co-host Decoding Westworld with me. And so over the course of the next few weeks, you will be hearing from that person. I don't know if I'm ready to kind of like announce and introduce that person on this episode because they're not here. But
that's a classic Westworld move, by the way. You don't know what's going on until after the fact.
So, but I will be recording a kind of season three look back, season four look ahead episode with them later this week. And so look out for that in your feed. But yes, I will be hosting Decoding Westworld with someone else who I am really excited about to co-host the Decoding Westworld podcast with. So stay tuned to learn more about that. But in the meantime, we do just want to say a big thank you to all the people who have continued to hold out hope that the podcast will continue and keep the candle burning for the Decoding Westworld podcast. Gotten a lot of inquiries from people who are asking, are you guys going to continue the show? And I actually saw, I think you saw this, Joanna Robinson, somebody posted on Instagram recently that like our podcast was what kept them going through season three of Westworld, which I don't know if that was a positive or a negative thing. No, I'm just joking. But I do think.
Let's just talk about Westworld for a second, shall we? Since we're here, we got a few minutes. Westworld's a mess. Like, what a mess of a show, right? It's a messy show. But honestly, I mean, and I saw you tweet about this, so I know you feel this way too. I got excited when the trailer came out.
The trailers are so good. Like, every single season's trailers has been so good. It's just like, I just don't know how to quit you, Westworld. You know, I just don't know how to quit you.
It's just like my favorite, like, messy friend that I just love talking about every week. And so I'm excited, you know, like,
Westworld is like, am I the drama? Basically.
I don't think I'm the drama. Am I the villain? I think that A, Dave Chen and I spend way too much time on TikTok. B, I think that maybe going into season four without ever expecting the show to be season one again will help me just enjoy the highs and gloss the lows. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to enjoy things for the pleasures they can give you. You know, as you get older in life, which we have since this podcast began approximately 10 years ago. as you get older, you start to realize, you know, you got to appreciate what things can give you and not sort of slam them for what they don't give you. You know what I mean? Not to say that I won't be harshly critiquing Westworld this season. Yeah, I'm decoding Westworld.
I will be listening. First of all, I'm really excited about your co-hosts who we're not revealing right now. Are they a host? Are they a human? We'll find out. But whoever, I know who it is. I'm really excited. Dave just heard my reaction to it a few moments ago. Genuine thrill.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be really, really fun. And I will be listening because I cannot get enough of the Dave Chen, like, haterade, like, just flows through me.
Wow. Okay.
No,
right.
I do. I love. I like. I was rewatching, and I was like, "Remember when you got so wound up about like how bullets work in Westworld, and we didn't even know that was just barely the tip of the confusing iceberg that would be Westworld?"
Oh, we were so young.
So yeah.
Well, anyway, that is the deal. Is if you want to hear Joanna Robinson talk about Westworld, head on over to the Ringer's Prestige TV podcast feed. We'll leave a link to it in the show notes. And if you want to hear me talk about Westworld, all you got to do is stay tuned to this feed. It will continue to update with recaps of Decoding Westworld. So I think that's about it. Joanna Robinson, it has been a pleasure talking about Westworld with you. And hopefully people can continue to enjoy our thoughts on the show in our new respective homes. So thanks a lot. And we'll see you all very soon.
We'll see. I don't know what I was going to try to like quote Westworld here, but I'm like, what? These violent delights of violent ends is kind of morbid for where we are. Have you ever seen such splendor? Something like that. Some sort of Dolores impression to close us out. Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you. What a joy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.